Hey, this is Wade. So, okay, here it is. More lawsuits are popping up. Remember for the Nutter Fort, West Virginia accident, that horrible accident that happened back in 2014. I think it was February of 2014. Well, now the climbers' families are suing. They're suing for satisfaction against SBA, FDH, Velocitel, and three other subsidiaries. The new lawsuit is stating that faulty methods were used to shore up the tower while the guys worked on it, which we all know, right? The tower collapsed and then took down the second tower. Very sad that it happened, but I'll be interested to see what the outcome will be of the lawsuit, I mean. Because, I mean, here you have a lawsuit. Traditionally, these lawsuits usually end up quietly getting settled and with a gag order. That's just what I've seen in the past a lot of times. And I'm hoping this time the industry can learn from it, which I think we already have with OSHA's report. OSHA's report was pretty clear. Now, the firefighters' family was also suing the fire department because they didn't follow protocol the way they should have. But the climbers are suing, like I said, the SBH and FDH for improper procedures, I would imagine, because it was very clear that this was a comedy of errors that ended in a tragic result. So as sad as it is, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, it happened. Let's learn from it. Let's make sure it doesn't happen again. I got four links in there, you know, with news stories that you can look at. And maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should just take a few minutes and look at this and reflect on it. And then maybe we can just be a little more careful while we're out there. You know what I'm saying? If we can be a little more careful and really pay attention. And also, when you get assigned a job to do a tower mod or any work on a tower, if you're new and you're a greenhorn, you might not know what to do. But if you have experience and you see something wrong, ask questions. Point it out. Because I can't imagine this one guy out there, he had to know that it wasn't the right way to do it. Now, maybe someone reassured him, but that's information we could use ahead of time. So I'm just throwing it out there. You guys got to watch after yourselves because... I know I'm beating a dead horse with the OSHA RFI. Nobody seems to care but me. The whole idea is that all the onus is going to be put on the tower climber, right? I mean, the owners are really going to have to make a difference here. And that's what I'm beginning to see. A lot of people just aren't going to report it themselves. They're just going to hush up and roll over and take it. So here you have some lawsuits going on. Maybe we can learn something. I think we already know that we need to shore up the towers better. I think we need to know that. I think what we're beginning to understand is that we need the engineers that sign off on the construction drawings for these modification upgrades. Maybe they need to go a step farther. We need to pay them a little extra to come up with a procedure and a process to do things properly. Not just say this what needs to be done, but also to say how this should be done. All right. That's all I got for today. This is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and I'd like to thank Tower Safety at towersafety.com for supporting me because I really appreciate it. They can be reached at 480-313-0678. And be smart, be safe, pay attention. Make sure no one gets hurt. See ya.